Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We have a new message today, and it's called Our Living Hope. Our Living Hope. The Bible text is from 1st letter of Peter chapter 1, verse 3. There it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again as a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Glory to God. First Peter chapter 1, we read already. Every year pastors are giving great promises to the churches. They talk about riches, higher salaries, cars, houses, and many blessings. And people are so happy to receive all these things during the year. But let me tell you, these things will pass away. They're only temporary. They're not always. In 1 Corinthians, we read of the glorious fact that Jesus Christ was the first to rise from the dead. In the same measure that Jesus rose from the dead, so are we. In 1 John 4:17, it says, As he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. Not sometimes in the future when you go to heaven, but in this world. As he is, so are we in the world. Christ is now getting the church ready for the translation. We are begotten again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I wish that all men would be begotten as we are. We have a living hope only in him. Peter and John were inspired to bring before the church the vision of this wonderful truth of the gospel of people who are changed or translated. If Christ was not risen from the dead, our faith, our Christianity would be void, would be in vain. Everything we did was in vain. Our services would be in vain. But praise God, he was risen. He was risen and became the first fruit. The first fruit. And we have the glorious hope that we shall be changed also. We who were a people, normal people, natural people, we became the people of God. Jesus purchased us with a great price for all times. Our inheritance is in heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:18, it says, We are told to comfort one another with these words. We are told to comfort each other with that hope that lies before us. What can you have better in the world than the hope with these words? The hope that is in little while to be changed, and it will come. Since I was a little boy, I knew about rapture, I knew about end time. Now in a little while, we shall be changed by his grace. We are more than conquerors, praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 4, It says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, it's reserved for us in heaven. Praise God. The inheritance is in you. It's something that is done for you. It's accomplished by God for you. It's a work of God wrought out by, for us by Himself, an inheritance incorruptible. We have a corruptible nature, but as a natural decays, the spiritual work, spiritual man is at work, constantly changing. When Jesus comes, we shall be like Him. Praise God. It is done by His grace, by His great love. God so loved the world that He gave His Son for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. In the same way that He loves us, we have to love God. There's something wonderful about being undefiled, there in the presence of the King, to be undefiled. Never to change, only to be more beautiful. We are never able to grasp the grace and omnipotence of His love. Love, fathomless as a sea. Grace flowing for you and for me. He has prepared a place for us. It's a place which will be beautiful, with no fear of anyone trying to take your seat. It is reserved for you. If you go to a certain restaurant, you have to reserve the seat, otherwise they will not let you in. When you fly with the aeroplane, usually you can choose your seat in advance. Our place in heaven is reserved for us. Praise the Lord. It's a place where we can see Him, and it's the very seat that we would have chosen ourselves, so we have good sight of Him. Nothing and nobody can take away this place, because it is reserved for you. Jesus promised this place to us. In John 14, verse 2 and 3, it says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you. There is no irritation, not a place for only a certain time, not for only for 5 minutes or for 2 years or for 5 years, for 100 years, it is forever. And you have to be obedient to Him in order to be there. We are kept by the great power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. This is a perfection, the ideal love. In the Beatitudes, Jesus blessed the poor, the sick, the poor in spirit, the mourners, the meek, the hungry, the thirsty, the merciful, and the pure. All are to be revealed at the appearing of Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." As long as we are here, we have to go through the purifying, perfecting, establishing, the working out of His will. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. We give all, we yield everything in our great to our great refiner as He puts us again into the melting pot. Zechariah 39, it says, "I will bring into the fire, I will refine them as silver and test them like gold." We have to go through fire to burn off all the chaff, all that is not right, so that our gold will become visible. Our gold should be so clear that the glorious image is reflected. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We read, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord." We shall be changed from glory to glory. Never give up. Never give up to the last breath. We must be steadfast, immovable, until the purpose is fulfilled. Praising God in the refining process is different from praising God when all goes well. We need faith to make us go that far. As we are being refined and purified, we are being made ready for the appearing of the Lord. He shall recognize us, as He says, "Come up here, you good and faithful servant." The trying of your faith is not to make you fall, but to stand. It is not to crush you, but to refine you. It's not to destroy you, but to enlarge you. The Bible says that the pure in heart shall see God. Therefore, we have to be loyal to His word by the power of the blood. You know, the inheritance is within you. It's more powerful than all that is in this world. What is inside of you is more valuable than what is outside. Many throughout history have been persecuted. They were burned alive. They were sawn in two. They were beheaded. Many things they experienced. What made them strong through such terrible persecution? It was a hope of glory, the knowledge that there is a place prepared for us. Our Lord will only remove what is hindering us. Therefore, we do not give up, whatever may come. Whatever the year may bring, we stand strong in the power of God. of his name. Praise the Lord. Whatever the political situation is, whatever the economic situation is, whatever the people may say, we praise God. Remember what the prophets in the Old Testament said, what it says in Revelation. Trouble shall never overcome us because we are overcomers. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Praise the Lord. His love is so great. Then it says in verse 38 and 39, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from his love, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. He watches over us. He looks for us. He cares for us. And whoever touches you, touches the apple of God's eye. It says in Hebrews 12, verse 5 and 6, and you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Glory to God. When he disciplines us, he refines us. We discipline our children to protect them from danger. We discipline our children not to disturb others. We discipline children so they learn the right way for life. God wants us to flourish. He doesn't want us to harm ourselves. He protects us but he gives us a mind to think. I cannot jump out of the window and say, oh, the Lord will protect me. That is madness and needs to be disciplined. When Satan tried Jesus in the desert, he told him, go to the top of the temple and jump down. And Jesus said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. We do not put the Lord to the test by madness, but we can trust him that he will protect us through any dangers. In many parts of the world, they have now good roads and good cars, and people think they can speed up, they can drive very mad fast, and they meet with terrible accidents. I've seen many of this in many countries. It's not that God doesn't protect us, it is that they ran out of his fear. In my worldwide ministry, I experienced many dangers, accidents, drivers who didn't care. I was robbed. I was abandoned in the middle of nowhere. I was cheated many times, yet God protected me. I was not stupid, but in order to do the ministry, I was exposed to such dangers. So we have a living hope, a living hope. Our hope is not Wishful hoping that sometimes something will happen sometimes in the future. Our hope is in God, who cares. He may discipline us to teach us. He may put us through the fire to refine us. But we know our inheritance is already in us. Our eternal life has started the moment we were born again. Our home is in heaven. As we are coming closer to the homegoing, we rejoice and praise the Lord. The King of Kings is already preparing our place for us in heaven. Soon, yes, very soon, we shall see him face to face when the last trumpet blasts and we are changed in the twinkling of an eye. You will see him, and therefore we must be refined. We must be purified. Jesus said in John 15, verse 19, "If you were of this world, the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." The world hates us because we belong to Jesus Christ. Our home is in heaven. If you understand that the things of this world, if you understand that our home is in heaven, where do you come from? I come from heaven. If you understand this, the things of this world become absolutely meaningless. Therefore, Jesus said, you cannot love the world and love God. It's my vision to see a church that serves God and each other. I see people of God who have the same vision and service of God relentlessly. I see people who are committed to God and to the church. Tithes and offerings are just coming in because people are full of worship to God. Evangelism is practiced. The sick are healed. The demon possessed are delivered. I see a church that is ready to meet Jesus in the air. As we are in the year of the rapture, let us live in the presence of God. Let us serve him and live for him. Let us live in such a way that he shall be glorified in us and through us. Amen.